Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you. So let's get started. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you and your family are well. We're facing some challenging times at the moment, and they're likely going to carry on for a while. So I was sitting down yesterday thinking, what's the best way that I can support you all? I'm very grateful to have the podcast as a channel to reach so many thousands of you. And I thought about a post on social media, and then I thought, no, I'm going to have a conversation with you all. I want you to be sat here, headphones on, whatever, and let's just have a conversation. Let's just look, let's bounce backwards and forwards over, you know, this situation. Let's not be reactive. Let's be proactive. Let's be optimistic. And so on Friday last week, I had a mastermind, one of the last live event that we'll have for a while. And I just want to also say I apologize to all of you who are due to meet myself and Dan in Edinburgh next Friday or next weekend for our Coaching General Populations and Body Transformation Seminars. We're really disappointed that we're not being able to head up there. We've got lots planned. But it'll be on, guys. It'll be on. It's postponed. I'm supposed to be in San Diego in 3 weeks' time at a digital marketing conference. It's postponed. It's not over. It's just like the virus. This is a phase. And that's the most important thing I want you guys to kind of understand. You know, when you take 2 or 3 weeks off on holiday and it's a break, you know, the first thing to kind of look at this is it is a break. And for many of you, it is going to be a break. And the first thing about being reactive is, oh my God, what am I going to do? How am I going to earn? You know, and you're going to look for all the worst case scenarios. This is natural, right? The first thing you're going to do is go, oh my God, this is going to happen, that's going to happen, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. Now, I know some of you financially are going to find this time quite tough because you might not have planned for it. And then there'll be plenty of you who do have a degree of foresight and savings. But we're all going to go through this the same. Whether there's some financial struggle or you know, you've actually got yourself slightly more secure. But I want you to think of something on the flip side of this. Now, of course, you know, I've got family members of mine who have pre-existing health complaints, and of course I'm concerned for their health and for their well-being. And I'm supportive to them and in communication with them, and you know, God forbid anything does happen. You know, it's the same for all of us. But we also do have to look after ourselves. Our health is paramount. Cleanliness is paramount. But I want you to start thinking optimistically. This thing will pass. You know, we're in a very wonderful industry whereby from this there'll be a lot of people that will want to be healthier. There's a lot of people that will want to be physically prepared if ever this happens again. There will be people wanting to get fit, strong, lean, healthy. And we're in the health and fitness industry. So the first thing to think optimistically is people are going to need us more than ever following this, during this. And I want you to also remember that your mission, your journey, your passion, that never changes. And I'm sitting here today talking to you on the podcast, excited. Now, I'm not going to succumb to the virus and stop sharing content and stop helping you guys along your journey, because right now, and today's episode, I'm going to really, really delve into some behind the scenes stuff. You know, I did the mastermind on Friday, and we had, you know, people traveling in, you know, like people coming from Netherlands and Ireland and Scotland and up from down south. Yep, I'm sure it's obviously it's the last large gathering that we're going to be doing for a while, but we had a really good discussion, and this is what I want the podcast to be about. You know, what could you be doing? What can you be doing through this time? Now, I kind of call the episode behind the scenes, because when you actually train people, then there won't be a lot of behind the scenes going on. There's no deep program design, onboarding process for your clients, marketing, lead generation. If that's you and you don't really have a lot going on behind the scenes of your business, then this is a perfect time to build it. And if you do have various different things going on behind the scenes, there's a lot more that you can be doing. Because running a personal training business, an online business, is not just about doing the sessions. You're having a break from doing the actual sessions. But there's a lot more that you can be doing. So I'm going to share a lot of these with you, right? So over the next 2 or 3 weeks, if you are facing some downtime, as in you can't go to actually physically coach your clients, what can you be doing? Just remember, it's not the end. It's a break. It's a pause. People are going to get back in. Clients need you. Whether our online clients or face-to-face clients, you have to reinforce that the support and their guidance and their accountability to their food and their health and their wellness and air, exercise is so important. So if you've got personal training clients, there's a good percentage you can say, look, I'm going to move you to online. We're not going to see each other, but I can support you. And guys, please understand this. I'm going to be supportive to the people that work with me every day next week through Zoom. So I'm going to put a call on at 10 a.m. every day for my coaching clients, the clients that I work with. And we're going to go live on Zoom. And anybody that's engaged with me is going to be coming in and talking to me. And if they don't want to come online, that's fine. I have a big Facebook group. Everybody's going to be in there. I want to offer my support additionally on top for free. So you have all your clients. Well, I'm going to provide ongoing support, nutrition, guidance, coaching. Create a Zoom account. Get your clients on Zoom every couple of days if they have 3 sessions a week. What's to say that you can't get them at home, provide Zoom workouts at home and actually coach from the screen? Say, look, you're going to do a home workout and I'm going to work you through it. You need to exercise. You need to be healthy. If they're struggling to know how to cook, what to do? Go live. Do live streams. Do the coaching from home. They'll enjoy it. It's fun. You've got to remember, guys, your clients are going to have the same time off. You know, if they don't have the virus, they're at home. And if they're at home getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning earlier and they're going to bed at 10 o'clock at night, they've got a lot of time to fill. So if they had a live coaching call with you to help them, how brilliant would that be? So you can still provide support and help people in this time. It's not going to be forever. But also in the background. Also in the background. Okay. There's a lot more to your business. So I'm going to run through a few of these things. I explain my analogy of the conveyor belt. Right. Reaching new people. Reaching out to new people. Building relationships with new people. Creating content for your business. You know, on the daily, my wife is really developing her business around helping you guys understand how to be creative, teaching you to do carousels, graphics, content. You've got more time now to plan how to design your content. Most of the time, so many of you are reactive. You think of a post, you put it out. But when's the last time you learned how to be creative, how to create content? You know, actually spent time, you know, you could segment your day into, right, in the morning I'm going to do X, before lunch I'm going to do X, in the afternoon I'm going to do X, and I'm going to talk to you a few of the things you can do. For years, in the breaks between my coaching sessions, I'd go and watch a video on writing articles, learning grammar. I'd watch an article on, you know, creating content. I'd do short Instagram courses, short copywriting courses. And I want you to stop for a minute and say, over the last few months, I've watched so many people's Instagrams and listened to content, and there's so much that I haven't done. How many people's online courses have you wanted to do? I've had people reaching out to me, even, you know, over the last few months, and saying, you know, I'd love to do your course, your Brand Impact Mastery course. I just haven't had time. Well, you could learn business, marketing, branding over the course of the next couple of weeks and do two or three modules a day and learn. Now, here's the thing. If you've been struggling to grow your business for the last few months, because you've been struggling with time, whether it's your online business or face-to-face, because you're coaching your clients, optimistically, you've got a lot of time now to actually learn the things you don't know. Think of all the things that you've been struggling with your clients. Well, when they sign up, they ask loads of questions on backwards and forwards on email. Think about designing a brand new onboarding process. So the clients get a video when they join, they get a nice ebook, they get a printed PDF that they can read about the areas that they've been, all the questions that they probably have, like an FAQ document. You can have a video series if you run an online business where you're answering all the questions that your clients are struggling with. And you could have that in a document saved when your clients sign up in over the next 2-3 months. You have a brand new onboarding process which makes you look more professional. Makes you stand out. What about templates? Program templates, nutrition templates. Are they all where they need to be? Now, this goes hand in hand with the whole onboarding process. You know, client signs up with you, and just because you've been so busy recently, you haven't got a professional system in place. You haven't redesigned your questionnaire. You haven't got a terms and conditions. You haven't got your code of conduct for your team, for yourself. All the things that I talk about that you go, great, that's a great idea. Go back through some of the podcasts and go, right, I haven't got that in place. Do you have personal code of conduct for yourself? Do you have all your templates designed? Now, remember this, guys, okay? There are a lot of people online who are out there who can help you with a lot of your projects. Another thing would be website design. Many of you have not got a website. Well, how many people are at home web designing, web developing, and could help you over the next 2 or 3 weeks build a brand new website? So that, for example, in your local town, let's say you're in Derby, you can then start to work on becoming, you know, top of Google rankings in Derby for personal training, or in Sheffield, or in Bournemouth. And then you can start writing articles, and an article will take a couple of 3 hours. Then you do your research. Then you maybe study some videos on how to actually write engaging articles, something that I cover at length in my courses. And what I'm trying to do at the moment is getting you to think behind the scenes. What if you've been thinking about running some Facebook ads or Google ads and you've never known how to do it? I actually did an 8-hour Facebook ads course last year. That's 8 hours. If you did a couple of hours of that, okay, or even an hour a day, you've got 8-9 days of doing a course. What I want you to think about here is, how do you fill your day as opposed to being reactive and emotional about your day? Just like you do personal training, you fill your diary, you look at what you've got to do. I'm sat here this morning and I went, right, between 8:30 and 9:30, I'm going to do the podcast. And then that'll take me half an hour to upload the podcast. I might have a coffee after that. And then I actually have content creation to plan. I then have a live coaching call to plan. I then actually, for the rest of the day, have Dan coming to see me. Director of personal training at M10, and we're spending the whole of the day planning the future for a lot of the education. And so the day is planned. But what are you guys going to do, okay, is you're going to go, I don't have any clients, so I don't have anything to do. That's far from it. I want to just support you in planning your day. I'm just going to go through a list, conveyor belt, right? Reaching out to new people, creating an email list. How many of your email software How many of you have gone through your email database of every client that's contacted you over the last 6 to 12 months, even 2 years, everyone that's emailed you, and have you collected all of them on an Excel spreadsheet? And are they in an email software such as MailChimp, Campaign Monitor? And are you regularly sending a weekly email out to your customers? Old clients, current clients, new clients? Are you building relationships through email marketing, through websites? No. Do you know how to do that? No. Could you go on MailChimp or Campaign Monitor on YouTube and learn how to set up automated emails? And guess the funny thing is, you know, and I will tell you guys this, you know, I'm going to be running a support, very much support. I'm making a conscious decision to support you guys with as much content as I can through this time, to give you ideas and things to be doing. And this podcast is going to be the kind of the start of that. But I want you to kind of get up in the morning and think to yourself, right, how many people have I contacted recently, or have people contacted me recently that I've not followed up? How much have I been kind of winging my content or doing 3 pieces of content, but now I could do 7 days a week? You don't want you to stop your content. Don't want you to stop your marketing. This is a perfect time to create a content planner. This is a perfect time to research creating content. Now, as I said to you, guys, go and study my wife's content on Instagram. You know, at Marsha_Coles. She's creating creative graphic design education daily. Go through her videos, look at the tutorials, go on her website, colescreative.com. Go and have a look at how she teaches you to make Instagram carousels, how to create Instagram videos, how to actually work yourself in Canva. Become skilled. Like, are you skilled at web development in terms of building your own website? Are you skilled at article writing? Are you skilled at creating content? What about as a personal trainer? Let's look at your clients. I actually went to Nottingham last week to the gym, and I got a big box out, 3-4 big boxes of all the books I read to do with my education around coaching. And I went through those, and I just blew my mind. You know, I had to put all the books together for the back of my book so I can give you a big reading list. You know, there was biomechanics, there was hormones, there was stress, thyroid, menopause, premenopause, strength training, performance training. And I went through that, and I was like, you know, Mark, you know, you've spent hours and hours and hours and hours and hours, not just traveling the world to courses, but also doing online research, having books open. All the books have got folded corners. And I question how many coaches, if I turned up at your house, how many of you would have book after book after book with reference pages in them, post-it notes in them, actually making a conscious note that of stuff you're reading and what you want to get out of it? You know, I had a post that I was going to share last night, actually, where I talked about actually actioning the education. How many courses have you been on recently where you haven't put the stuff you've learned into action? And the reason why you probably haven't is because you've been on a course Saturday, Sunday, and then you've got to the gym on a Monday morning. You've gone, that course was great, but have you actually implemented that into your business? You know, when we look at templates, you've learned about templates, but is your templates for your programming still very basic? Does it match your brand? Guys, please go into my Instagram, go into the bio, click on the link and get my 10-step branding process. Go through the 10 steps of branding process, which is free, and you will be able to go through the whole of that and see whether or not your brand is up to par, whether your website matches your personal training, your branding. You could go through all your results. You could start showcasing more of the work that you've got because you've got time to be able to do that now. So rather than being reactive and panicking, well, Mark's just highlighted to me that there is a lot that I have got to do. Now, I work with a lot of coaches all over the world in terms of business development. And I said, you know, I want to help. You know, they say to me they want help building their businesses. And I said, well, first and foremost, a business is a framework. Because a business is not just about making money, it's how you make money. It's how you get results. And remember this, how you get results is down to your knowledge. How you get results is down to your systems. How you get your revenue and results is off the back of being known for what you do. Well, you're not going to be known if you haven't got a marketing system. You know, when I talk to you about creating videos, you know, a lot of the times that people share my content is because of videos they've watched and support documents that people have got. whether it's Branded Pack Mastery, whether it's my YouTube, whether it's support documents that clients have received. The point of differentiation for any business is very often the service it delivers to get the results that it gets, because people say you need to be working with this person. So my list down here, to just go through, conveyor belt. How much content are you creating? How many new relationships are you building? There's no reason right now why you can't be introducing yourself to people, sending people your content, building relationships, whether it's through email, whether it's through calls, whether it's through creating live streams on video where you're educating people, and so people find out about you. How many people, how many email addresses are you collecting on a day-to-day basis? Probably very, very few. Those email addresses, in terms of either giving something away for free or sharing something on social media in reply for an email address, or having something on your website to gather an email address, or going through your emails inbox and saving all your emails and starting to create emails on a weekly basis to your audience. Are you learning? What is there that you need to learn? Write a big list. I don't know enough about biomechanics. Well, here's the time. 7 days to go on an educator's portal. There's a lot of online education out there. Okay? A lot of online education supporting and helping you develop. So you've got a perfect time to spend 7 to 14 days of learning subjects. Articles to write. Build a website. Reach out to a web developer. They're sat at home at the moment. They'll help you. They'll build a website. Research, develop all your onboarding processes, video series to support your clients. You know, and then the other thing, okay, I'm going to talk about accounts, forecasting, and finances. Do you have your accounts, monthly accounts? Do you have a profit and loss in place? Do you know what money you are making so far this year? Do you know what your vision is for the rest of the year? Guys, one of the things about not being reactive right now is having a vision. I have a vision. And I know that during this time, I'm going to have a lot more time on my hands. And I'm going to have a lot more time to be creative. You know, I know that my team, I don't get enough time with them. And we've got live calls that we can have, lots and lots and lots of them. We've got a lot of work that we can create, a lot of systems that we can build, a lot of the education that we want to build over the next 1 to 2 years. While we're quiet, we can get on with that. And then we can launch it a lot quicker and we can help a lot more trainers. And then I start going, right, well, I can plan the day. Planning. You know, personal training takes up your time. Online coaching with your check-ins and building your business takes time. Here's the other thing. A lot of your online clients are not getting the level of coaching and systems because you're too busy. And all of your online clients need more, you know, better programming, better systems. The thing about online training moving into 2000, back into 2020 to 21, is that trainers that are doing check-ins won't be anywhere near as successful as coaches who have systems in place. Video series, education portals. Like if you do online coaching or personal training, it's a coaching process and education process. You get your results, you learn, you make progress. Right? That one-to-one relationship. Online, the reason why most people have a huge drop-off is because the process is boring. There's no connection. Not everybody is inspired by losing a percent of body fat every week. People are inspired to build connections, relationships, and learn. Is your online coaching business an educational platform? I genuinely think in 2020 to 21, the people that play the game and build the systems in the back end of their businesses and have websites with an educational portal built in to support their clients as they go through the process, and video documentation of exercises and education around nutrition and preparation of food and psychology and behavior that go alongside coaching, they're the ones that are going to win, because every week the client's learning something new. There's value to them. Now, I mean, I could go on for hours and hours and hours talking about how exciting it is and how much work and planning you guys can put into developing your business. And I want you to have a think about some of the things I've said in the podcast today, and send me a DM, message me on Instagram, send me a voice note and say, I was thinking of doing this. Do you think this is a good idea? I'll tell you. And then do you know what it'll do? Is it'll spark some ideas for me, and I'll create some more content. I'll do some more videos. And anything. You know, while you're off at the moment and you think, I just don't know what to do, send me a message. And I can create some content around things you could do. You know, remember, one of the most valuable things I said to you right now is we have live streaming in this day and age. And when your clients are at home, it's like, hey, now if a dad's at home and he wants to do a bit of a workout and his kids are with him, help them. put the TV up. You know, I've got a big TV in the kitchen. You know, if I'm going to do a live, I can just put the TV on the wall. You can see the whole of my kitchen. I can sit there. You know, I can deliver something of live and of value. So, you know, you guys can do the same too. There's no reason why you can't develop an interactive. Out of every challenge comes something that is going to be of huge benefit. You're going to learn more about your business, more about what it needs. You're going to have time to research, time to develop better systems. And as a result, when you go back to coaching, or when your clients have come back to business, your business is going to be so much better. You're going to be so much more organized, so much more structured. You're going to have learned a lot because you've got time off and you've got time to develop these your education. It's exciting. It's exciting, but it's not if you guys sit, be reactive, get stressed, panic, and think my business is going to go down the pan. People are going to need us more than ever after this, right? But you have got to be prepared to be busy. And if you've been slack and you don't have your business and you don't have all the stuff going on behind the scenes, then you will suffer. So guys, my commitment to you is to be on hand to answer questions at any time should you need me. I'm in my Instagram. People have access to everybody nowadays. So if you need anything, you have any questions, you need any support, you need any guidance, you've only got a shout. And please guys, share this episode. I want more trainers to all over the world to get the support from this episode. I really, really do. I hope you guys stay well, look after your families, look after your loved ones, look after your health, be clean, but be optimistic. Please be optimistic. There's wonderful things coming to you in your life, only if you stay focused on your vision, stay inspired. You know, I wake up every day, just before I finish, inspired to support you all. I mean, excited every day to know that the difference I'm making. You guys are, in this industry, excited to help others learn, change, better themselves, increase their wellness, be able to look at themselves and love themselves. That's what we do, right? If you're in performance, helping people be the best that they can be at a performance level. We're in a wonderful world where there's nothing negative about what we do to help people. And I want you to wake up and think, the next 2 to 3 weeks, if we are not coaching people face-to-face, or our business is actually the coaching aspect of what we do is on hold briefly, we have an amazing opportunity to excel. Come back a better version of ourselves, with better systems, better, clearer vision. We've also got time to spend with our loved ones. A lot of us as personal trainers, as fitness professionals, we're not at home a great deal. But this is time to reconnect and be with loved ones and family. It's not all about business. It's about being back with families, friends, being close to everybody, and seeing this time as a good time, not a bad time. Guys, if you need me, I'm here. Please share the podcast. Let's help more people. You've got lots you can be doing. Please be optimistic. Be safe. Be healthy. And I'll speak to you guys soon. Take care.